Yeah, we want to finish lesson 21 today, and tomorrow, don't forget our vocab quiz on 17 to 20. So maybe if we get this done, we can get into the imperfect today. Historically, we haven't really that fast in the past, but we'll see.
We have one more hour too.
We ain't doing anything till Doug gets here.
Start till Doug gets here. Maybe he pulled him back a little bit so he gets the first one here. But what one did we actually leave off on? I think we did number 3 of Mark C. Sky's full of clouds. Okay, we didn't do number 4. No, I guess we didn't. So I guess we'll have to start with Daniel here and everybody else through the hoop here. The field was full of chariots and horses. Malay, Markavod, Ufarashim. And the Malay could be, you know, it's available here because it could be ambiguous. Since this says was full of chariots and horsemen, you probably consider it verbal, but it could also be adjectival too, and even still be was if the context allows that. Okay, good. Number 5, the new vessel is full of water. Gary?
Hakimi, Afkadash.
Okay, Hakali, and you'll be half Kadash, the goal one for the faith there. But yeah, be Hakali, half Kadash, Malay, Mayim. Okay, all right, and that would be considered adjectival, more likely, because it is.
Is it in context
right there? No, Kali, it does not look like construct, but it's not.
No, I mean
Oh, I see. Let me check here. This is full of water. Oh, no. Yeah, it's not really because Malay, let's see, the adjective. Yeah, you got a good point there.
Isn't the preposition just assumed with Malay?
Yes, I think that's... Did they give it
a sentence?
No preposition required. So that's what's taken care of it. Because it almost looks like a construct state then. We don't have a preposition, you know. Malay, Mayim is very much like a construct relationship. But you just consider Malay as a word that you normally expect a preposition after it. And it doesn't have a preposition.
I was wondering if you say that about the verb, but I was thinking that what you also about.
Oh, the adjective?
The adjective.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, but still, with an adjective, an adjective word, unless you make it a substantive, and that doesn't seem to be appropriate here, you wouldn't have a construct relationship. I think that the meaning is, whether it's verb or adjective, you still got this meaning idea of being full. Full requires the idea of the English. So I think in the Hebrew it's not going to make a difference whether it is verb or adjective, you're still going to have this kind of situation. Okay. Yes. You know, you might even say full with water, or full, you know. In other words, I might have expected a preposition bathed with it, but there's no preposition. So it's just their idiom. Okay. Any other questions on that? I think it's a good question, though. It's probably not one. and probably to really get a good answer, you'd have to do an analysis on all the passages where it was used, see if they ever did use a preposition or if they always didn't. See if there were some clear-cut cases where it was definitely adjectival and not, you know, ambiguous and had mayim or something like that without any direct object, I mean, without any preposition, I should say. I suspect that's what you would see. Okay, number six. They were ashamed.
Motion?
Yeah. Well, let's do it. Three letters in Hebrew to cover three words in English.
Yeah. It makes you wonder what our prayer language is like.
Yeah, really. Motion. Okay. I mean, you hear lots of syllables like that in tongues, you know.
Repeat that one over and over again, they say, no, that's not a language.
Yeah. Okay, number seven, Bob. The heavens are in. Yes, the Yado. Good. Hashemayim the Yado. Good. Okay. Any other questions on those? Okay, number one on part B, right in Hebrew. These get a little harder. Number one, they served the just king many years. John?
Avadu, yes, Hamelech, Yashar, Shanamel.
Yeah, you want years, no. Shanim Rabot. Shanim Rabot. Neol would be more.
Yeah.
So it's a, you describe it as an adverb. Which one of the adjectives?
Yeah.
Okay. So just Shanim Rabot. Rabot. Shanim Rabot. And I think you can use Lushanim Rabot too if you want for many years for the preposition law in there, but you don't need it. Lushanim Rabot is all you really need. So Abadu Es Hamelech Hayashar Shanim Rabot.
How do you spell Shanim?
Shanim, Shin, Kamat, Nun, here of your name. Don't think so. It doesn't contrast. Where was the vocab for Shana? Shana. It's unusual. It's got an E ending instead of.
It was in a list.
Do others of you have a comment on that too?
Yeah.
Okay. You might have just seen the construct form of it.
I've got on page 47, Shanim. List of plural nouns that shows how to spell it.
Okay. Page 47
is
word
count. That's right. That
he
isn't counting,
is it? No, it doesn't. See, it drops off before the E ending. Yeah, so it's not appropriate. Now, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're not going to get appropriate time of production because you've only got two syllables. You don't have appropriate time of
syllables.
Okay. All right, if it were an old plural, then you might have along the contract or something, you should not vote or something, you might get something there, but you don't want to vote. Okay, that's all you need. All right, number two. The shepherd became angry because the men had killed his brother. Peter? Now you do need an S on that though, because it is definite. In other words, it's got a suffix on it, so you'll need S-A-S-A-S-I-H-U or S-A-S-I-H-U. There's two forms for that. A-S-I-H-U or A-S-I-H-U. But you do need an S for it, because it is definite. Remember, everything has got a suffix on it. Okay, now the first part of it though, there is an idiom here. You had the right verb, and they had the right noun. But the idiom for to become angry, for a person to become angry, I don't know if we've said much about this.
With a mind.
Yeah. Using personally with love. So the man became angry is kara le'ish. So it's almost like anger came to the man or something. Is the idea. So what you would want here is kara la ro'eh. Ro'eh. Kara La Roya. La was a comment on it because the art.
Is there a
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if there's a if they have a participle with Terry, and then this was a noun derived from that, or whether this is an unusual the participle is Roab. See, with your three Hays, you did have a
Bonam,
yeah, and Olap. Mm-hmm. So that would be your form. That would be your participle form.
It brings
lots of nouns are
participle on in the reading section where it says enable.
Oh, yes.
Small cattle.
Right.
More or less, he's shepherding.
Shepherding small cattle. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. But,
no, but.
Yeah.
Well, very often you're going to find it ambiguous. There's a lot of nouns there built through the participle. So the question is it a noun or is it a participle? See, a participle is an adjectival verb, a verbal adjective. But adjectives can be substantive. So that means a participle would be a verbal noun, and then a noun means a verbal idea. And that's what it is. So in other words, it may not even be a real question. Maybe if the word is rohat and it's a participle and it's a noun. I mean, it just depends on how it's functioning in that particular sentence. And it really may not even make any difference to the Hebrew. Okay? But it is ambiguous there.
If you wouldn't have a shepherd who wasn't shepherding.
Right. But you might have somebody shepherding who wasn't shepherding. Right. Well, at least for the time he's a shepherd.
Yeah.
Okay. In other words, there's just one shepherding. If you take it apart. Not the shepherd. Okay. So I'll read that number two again, complete there. So, Kara La Ro'eh Ki Haragu Ha'anashim Ef Ahihu or Ef Ahihu. Which of the points you chose. Don't forget the S. Ahu is Hirik Yod Wow ending, and Ahihu is Hirik Yod Hey Shirek. All right. Anybody else have a question? Number three then. We have observed the law which you gave to our fathers, and we have not transgressed the commandments which are therein. Deb? Anybody else over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Get the long one.
Shamanu, yes. Atura, Asher.
Comments on the end in the last
four words. Right.
Okay. Got it. Next person has
to.
Right. Nathata. Okay.
La'avotenu.
Right. Good one. La'avotenu. That's a mouthful.
Willow. Avanu. Yes. Amit. Wolf. Ba.
Okay, if you need an asher to make that ba, the commandments which are therein. So it'd be Hamid's wolf, asher, ba, which are in it. Alright. It's pretty much straightforward there. I'll just go through it one more time. Anybody have any questions? Okay, Shamarnu et HaTorah Asher Natata La Avotenu. Now that law has got a pasach on it, but it's not because of the article, because there's no article on this, because it's got a suffix, but it's because of the rule of Shua. See, when you put a little on the front of it and you had the Hakata pasach on it, you get the full vowel corresponding short vowel rule of Shua. So that's the reason for it. La Avotenu Willo Avarnu es Amitwo Asher Ba. And Bob's correct because it's referring to the in the Torah and the law. Which is feminine. Okay, real good. Any other questions? Mitzvot. Okay, how mitzvot? The article on behave with Pathak, name with Dagesh and hear it. Sadi with Shua and what looks like a poem, wow, but it's really a poem. It was really a wow poem.
Okay.
And how do you know it's not a poem, wow? Because the previous poem was called Shua. And you wouldn't have a lot. In other words, you have the Shua on that Sadi, which indicates that that's closed, that's part of that syllable. And if you took a Shua off, then it would be Mitzvot. With the Shua on there, it's Mitzvot.
No,
the
some form of John therein. Like, John is there.
Oh.
Like that,
there. I don't know. It's a good guess, but I don't recall anything in Hebrew that does that. And not to say it's not possible. You know, sometimes they may do something, but I've never seen any.
No,
it's using ingenuity there, at least. Okay, number four. The man's hand was full of blood. Jim.
Yad ha'ish malei dam.
Okay. Yes. Well, see, Yaz, I think, was feminine. Let me check, yeah. So you want the feminine form.
Okay.
You probably want the verbal form here, too, rather than the adjective form, because it says was full.
So,
what? It would be third person last. Third person.
Malay.
Mala'a. Yeah, Mala'a. Mala'a. Using the verbal form. If you use the adjective form, that would be mele'a. But this is mala'a, just the kind of reverse of the schwa and the full vowel. So yad ha'ish mala'a dam.
Okay.
That'd probably be the best, just because it says was full.
Right.
And you probably go with the verbal there.
Yes.
Oh. Well, there's another possibility, I suppose. Yeah, you could say haya, haya, yad, ha'ish, and then use the adjective, right?
Mm.
Okay. Then mele'ah dam. Yeah, that would be all right. Just that I don't know if you'd really see it that way, since they do have a stated verb to do that. They probably wouldn't be inclined to use an adjective with the hayah. They just use the stated verb. But grammatically wouldn't be incorrect, I'm sure it would be understood.
Yeah. Would you put a method after the name?
Yes, on mala'a, if you use the verb. Right, to show that that's a vocal schwa. And full comments and vocal schwa. Right. That's your standard thing in the verb form, right? So there should be a method. If you use the verb form, the first syllable should have a method. Okay, number five. The army sat outside the city, and inside the city, the people cried out, "We are a dead man." Okay. Tony?
Yeah. I'm a little intrepid about this, I think.
Yeah, you've got a good one here, there's no doubt about it.
Okay, I'll give you what I got. Words don't even make sense anymore. Ha-he-yil.
Okay, ha-he-yil, right?
Ha-he-yil. Yeah, shab-nu. Nikot la'am yivok ha'am dakeh da'achehem. Not the best thing to know.
Okay.
Da'achehem. Okay. Le'amor met the.
Okay, well, let's go back and review here. First of all, yeah, you had the title all right. This year, Yashav, you see the verb form. I think you put a verb form. I can't remember what you had a we, I think.
It's not.
You said something like that. You have a longer verb form. I can't remember what it was.
I basically
have
the army. They sat outside the city.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. Okay, I see what you did. An army is actually a singular thing, though. And so I don't know if we can get by with that or not. The army probably. I don't think doesn't seem to be used by collective. An army is a group, and it's used as a singular. I would say Yashav Achayo, and should that be Achayo? So that's got the accent. So.
Could you have host? Could you have host to play the host Sabah?
Oh, I see. Instead of army, you put the word for host. They might have given you army, but that too didn't. Okay, yeah, that'd be all right then. So if you had that double test. Okay, so Yashav Hachayo or Ha, what was the name of that? Salah. Salah. Okay. And then Mechut, you had that right, in the midst of, or outside of, excuse me, Mechut La'ir. I think you had Am there. One place you had Am, which is
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, La'ir, outside the city.
Yeah.
So Mechut La'ir.
That brings a point right there.
Okay.
Yeah. Should Mechut be Mechuta? To match up with ear?
No, it's really not an adjective.
Yeah, well, you know, it kind of adds it's
a preposition.
It's modifying it, though.
Yeah, in a way it is, but it's not. It's really a preposition. Mechut is, you know, inside about, just like act and you know, support the Greek, and outside, inside, and so forth. It's direct. It's an adverbial prepositional phrase, what's happening. Outside the city is a prepositional phrase, and it's functionally like an adverb to that. But the phrase is the grammatical description of it should be a preposition. What did they label it? Didn't they give you Mechut? See, it's kind of built from some nouns, but it's built from min and kut. And I can't remember how far back we have
it.
We have to look at it. They give it as a noun?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
They had kutsa there, but I wasn't sure.
Well, see, it's typical. The word kut is a noun meaning outside, but then they give kutsa, that's toward the outside, you see, to the outside, outside words. So that's why this wouldn't work here. That's not a feminine form. That's a directive. Hey, a directive. And then, mechutla is on the outside of. So that's chutz is technically a noun, but once you put mechutla there, that's perfect an idea. So that's what you should be using here. See, we've seen a lot of prepositions built from that, and that's what's happening here. So it's functions of preposition. Okay. Well,
yeah. So we're
14 on. Right, we're at the Mechut. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if Kutzba comes from this or not. I've always wondered what that word came from, but it might be Kutz is outside and Kutz is mouth. Outside mouth or something like that. Outspoken.
That would figure.
But yes.
Figure.
It may be spelled different too. Say that's a modern Hebrew. I'm sure you're not going to find that in the Bible.
Well, it seems in its concept to be like the Greek hubris, which was a arrogant, even dangerous outspokenness towards the gods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of very defiant, plucky.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. I've never thought about it before, but it wouldn't surprise me if it comes from this combination. Don't hold me to it. Okay, maybe we can ask Elias about that.
I don't know.
Yeah, they probably would. Okay. Okay. Probably is. Okay, Mechut, La'ir, then Ubasoch, La'ir. So we want to
know
the and inside the city, Ubasoch. Oh, yes, it should soften. Ubasok, yeah. Okay, Ubasok Ha'ir, and then we want, and inside the city, the people cried out. So this is going to be third person plural. So the Za'aku, excuse me. Sade with commas with Mefeg, and Chate Pavak on the ayin because it's a guttural. And then Kof, sure. Za'aku.
Why Za'aku?
What else would it be? Oh, the people. Okay, I see what you're saying. You put here. Yeah. I kind of did too much. Well, yes, but Am is used in both things for all that fortunately. And Amim is people did something, and then the people can. You can go both ways. So Sa'ak or Sa'aku, either one. Am is one that goes both ways. And it may be that Kayo could go both ways too. So, no, I wouldn't say 20 is necessarily wrong. Excuse me. Excuse me. Okay, any questions on that? Either Sa'ak or Sa'aku.
What did I grab wrong then when I grabbed Sa'akian?
You put a noun suffix on a verb.
Oh, that again.
You had the right noun suffix. You had the plural, but.
I get that one straight.
Yeah,
he's been beating his head on that one for 3 days.
Yeah. Remember those things we call verbs?
Yeah. But see, I for some reason I don't equate to the grammatical word. I just say it's a word and trying to think of the ending for
and have a we ending for a word.
You know, I still got to separate those out.
Right.
Because in Hebrew they don't mean anything. I mean, adjectives, nouns, are all words in one sense.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to really make sure we know what we're saying. Lots of different. Okay, Ta'aku Ha'am, or Ta'ak Le'mor, which is your introduction to your quotation. And then they cried out saying, we are a dead men. So, Anachnu Nathim. I think you just had made something, didn't you?
Yeah, I just had Nathim.
Nathim?
Yeah, dead. Dead and.
But we want. Yeah, they didn't say dead, they said we are dead.
Yeah, I was trying
would be.
We dead.
Oh, our dead.
Our dead.
Or our dead or our dead.
Well, that would be my diet is nothing and my thing and see what would become
up to with the
methane, I would think. Or death.
Oh, I grabbed it. Yeah, he's right. I grabbed it as hour. We hour.
Okay. You're putting my death suffix on it. You know, see, that wouldn't be saying we are dead as you're saying our death.
On page 94, Matt is drawn out there.
Oh, okay, you're using the verb. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just put we're dead.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you're using stated verb. Okay, I'm sorry, that could possibly work too.
Not new person, that
was you. Let's see. Made to Masnu. So that would be Masnu. We have died, or we are dead.
Yeah.
The biggest thing that tipped me off is he put men in parentheses. We are as dead men. And since he put the as in the dead men, I look at a structure of. A predicate. See, if it's just that we are dead.
Let me ask a question. I'm confused on my paradigm directions again.
Mm-hmm.
Which way is the method paradigm running? First person to third or third person to first?
Oh, this is a typical verb. The verb is running third person down to first. Singular
so
and third person.
Verbs are the ones that go 3 to 1 and nouns go
one to three.
And pronouns go 1 to 3.
Right, pronouns go 1 to 3.
Okay.
I wish they didn't do that, but the reason they've done
it
is because they try to get some simple
I keep,
to
you see, they don't put anything on the side margins
I know.
For me to know which
usually
way it's running, but I keep thinking it's running one way and they find out it's running the other way.
Yeah, okay. You may have to write in there.
I may have to.
You may have to write it in there. But
so it's just as long as it's always verbs and.
Yeah. Verbs are always one way and anything else is another way.
Okay.
The other way. But what I would suggest is be sure when you write your paradigms that you're using to memorize, be sure you write down
so
what they are.
So when do my paradigms remember to try and
I think if it's wrong to put down a little appear that with the parentheses, I accept the one and ask me, Anashim Metim?
Oh, no, I would think so. That would be fine. You just make it a little more literal. Sure. Anashnu Ka, and you had Anashnu Ka Anashim Metim.
Ka Anashim.
Ka Anashim, yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
What about that last word?
I think all you're reading is Anashnu Metim. We are dead, you know, Metim just using that as a substantive. Mm-hmm. And you get, we are dead men. You know.
What about for that last one, just saying, are you, now what the plural of dead?
Okay. Okay, you choose the verb to be.
Are you, and then you'd, be Malato.
But what you say, if you use Hayu, then you're going to say we were. So we wanted the singular, I mean, we wanted the present now. We haven't had any perfects yet, so we might be able to. You know, you could do that with Hayu and perfect. Yeah. They could express it in a way. Okay, and it's still a bit ambiguous. When you put as in parentheses, you don't know whether is he trying to get you to write as in there, or is he trying to say you don't need the as in there? Or what? You know, so he took different lines out of it. I certainly wouldn't be thinking about it. Okay. Number six. This matter is too serious for us. Who's up next?
Perfect.
Daniel?
Have
it. Hagavar,
Hazeh,
Mimen. Yes. Have it. Hagavar, Hazeh, Mimen. Any questions? Okay, kaveh,
serious
is
singular.
Yeah.
Matter.
Grievance of matter, yeah. Serious. This matter is too serious for us. So matter is being characterized as serious, and it's a predicate adjective noun. So we'll want kaveh in the predicate position. Kaveh hadavar hazeh, and that is going to be in the attributive position, as it always is. And then, and then.
Can you put
for us?
The name in between. It's still present of the predication.
In between where?
The name
that's probably all right. I doubt you see very often what I think. We wouldn't say more scripture.
The name
in
the
middle of our
head. Because of the
sure.
Preposition.
Yeah, because you with that preposition phrase, it's a comparative phrase,
right.
So you know you're, yeah. You'd be all right. Kavez mimenu hadavar hazeh. That'd be all right. Get a little shift in the end, but no big deal. Questions, anyone else? Hey, we're getting more interesting structures in time. More complicated structures. Questions?
Did we just set up a comparative there?
Yes, it's a comparative. Yeah, in other words, the matter is too serious for us. In other words, literally, the matter is heavier than us. And so to say heavier than, it's literally heavy from us is a matter. So, kaveh, mimenu, hadavar, hadav. Tell me from us does this matter. Okay.
Then again, since man in his best state is altogether vanity, we
doesn't take much. Does it? With all the nations weighed in the balances are less than nothing. Okay, part E, Cain and Abel. We'll just go ahead and do as we've done before. Read the sentence and then translate. First sentence is pretty short.
Yadam.
Got it.
Yadam.
Right.
Ha-adam. Et kava.
Okay.
Et kava. The man knew Eve.
Right. The man knew Eve or Adam knew Eve. Either one.
Was Adam
who
had an article on
that? Well, yes, you've got a point there. With the article, you'd be more likely to say the man knew Eve. But since it says Eve, sometimes they do put the article on the proper name. So that's the debate. Either one would be really good. You got the ambiguity, because Adam used the proper name as well as the so the man knew Eve or the Adam knew Eve. Okay. Second sentence, right?
Yalada Aya Bain.
La
Ka, La Ah, S, interesting how you left.
Okay, one thing I wanted to mention, it's kawa there rather than so kawa instead of yon.
This is tricky. I put down, he bore a son to the man, and she said, the name of the boy is he.
Something, that's pretty close. Ebor gave birth to a son to her husband, or for her husband, and called the name of the boy Cain. That's her idiom. Called it a karat to call, and you know, literally called the name of the boy. Es Shem Hayelet, a construct of Shem and Hayelet, Cain. So Ebor a son to her husband and called the name of the boy Cain. Okay, Bob.
Yada, Dom, and Hevel, Aki, Hai.
Okay.
She gave birth also to Abel, the brother of Cain.
Right, she gave birth also to Abel, the brother of Cain. Or she also bore Abel, the brother of Cain. Okay, good. Next time, starting with Cain there, John. They don't have numbers on it, it's hard to find them.
Cain.
They don't get first numbers.
Cain, Haya, Obed, and Adma, Wahibam, Haya, Loe, no.
Cain was tilling the ground, or a tiller of the ground, I suppose you could say. You have to make it a substantive participle. But you can make it substantive. So either Cain was a tiller of the ground, or... Well, the F makes it, you've got a point. The F makes it a substantive. Not a substantive, but a verbal participle. That emphasizes the verbal aspect. So I did change that. Cain was tilling the ground. Cain was tilling the ground. Otherwise, you wouldn't have an F. And Cain was tilling the ground, and Abel was a shepherd of the sheep, a shepherd of sheep, or a shepherd of small cattle. A flock, they get several things to sign on that. And see, row F here would more likely be a noun.
Kind of because
the
hard
would have an F.
Cain was in there tilling the ground, working at it, and Abel. What is in the position of a shepherd of the sheep?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a contrast.
Sounds like more of a commitment in his part than the other.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The S
doesn't
have an S.
What S does on Adama, you mean? Okay. Haya, it says Haya Oved Es Adama. Okay. Now, the question is Oved to be construed as a substantive noun, in other words, an adjective is functioning like a noun, or is it to be construed as the verbal idea? And the F there seems to be putting emphasis on the verbal idea. Haya with the participle gives a very definite progressive aspect. Was doing something. In this case, he was tilling. Tilling the ground.
Doesn't the OA like the participle form?
Right. Yeah, the OA format.
There.
Right. Now you have the verb avad, mm-hmm. And this is obeyed, is the participle format for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this isn't really to say, though, that it couldn't be translated, he was a tiller of the ground.
Wouldn't that be
but
the
that's more.
Wouldn't that have been construct?
Yeah, that's the point. It'd be more likely to see a construct in that case. Trouble is, though, that it was one tilling the ground, and that would kind of, you wouldn't need a construct relationship there. But he's one tilling F the ground. But that's still a verbal idea.
Yeah.
So it's really upside the verbal idea with the S. Where the other one is in.
And you have a different subject, wouldn't you? Have to change. You no longer have the participle, but you have some form of evid. Or, you know, you change it over to a time form.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the noun form would probably be the same as this, most likely.
Oh, because of the construct.
Yeah, lots of those nouns are built that way. Now, of course, in construct.
Evid. What is the construct of evid?
Evid. Obeys would probably be shortened. Terry would. Well, it's a final Terry, we don't know for sure.
But see.
It's probably the same.
Mm-hmm. We got Avaz here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the verb form.
Mm-hmm.
But the noun
obeys
form.
Obeys is participle form.
Yeah, that's participle. Right. I'm saying if you wanted to make a worker as a noun.
Oh, okay.
Then you probably have something else. What?
Mm-hmm.
Evid, a servant or worker?
Yeah, Evid would be a servant, yeah.
And so then we have to change that to construct and leave out the Ev. We wanted to say
mm-hmm.
one was a shepherd, one was. Maybe mm-hmm. a parallel structure.
Sure. Yeah, this is definitely not a parallel structure. That's the thing that you should know.
I think it could be parallel because the second stone cannot have the Ev because it doesn't have an article.
Yeah, that's a point too.
But it doesn't have to be parallel.
Yeah. Yeah, the one who's got S, ha-adama, you need the S, okay.
Well, now we have
got another possibility.
We have ro-eh as the shepherd.
Yeah.
Is that then ro-eh?
It's also a participle form of ra-ha, because the three hays get to go.
Okay.
So it is also the participle form. Our ambiguity has returned. Yeah. Because stone doesn't take the article. Doesn't have the article.
It seems to me that the context is pretty much introducing them to you, not so much getting the app, how you build up all accounts and saying this guy is a killer, this guy is a shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Although there may, this, I am interested to look at it in Hebrew and see what it really is.
Yeah, this may not be the answer it really is.
Because
either.
There might be some several contrasts being brought forth here.
Mm-hmm.
One was actually working killing, and the other was being a shepherd.
Right.
As opposed to shepherding. giving the idea of.
Even the nature of it, the work, you know, draw the typological, digging in the ground, the work, and the other.
Yeah. See, the thing is, he says tiller of sheep rather than the sheep. And, the edge, you know.
And then we go to the verse that says, they plowed upon my back.
Well, the point is, one thing you're learning by this is that you need to know what the ambiguity. You may not be able to resolve the ambiguity, but you need to know what they are.
They tend to be good at that. If they're not there, we make them up.
And you can jump to conclusions too, which we just did, because of the lack of the S on the phone. You have to watch what the article is there. But I'm going to point that out. Okay. So that's the kind of thing in the exegesis you're going to have to watch all the time, watch closely what everything is there. Okay, starting with A.V., who's up next?
Bob. John is the last one.
Bob is the last one. John is the last one.
John is the last one.
Okay, Pete.
A.V., Cain, Nethari, Sadma, Menecha, Riawa, Abel, Evi, Gam, Hu, Mid, Beko Ro.
Hey, you've got quite a few footnotes on that
one. What was the first word?
Footnote 2.
Oh, Cain brought of the fruit of the ground as an offering to Yahweh, and Abel brought also from the firstborn of his sheep, or his small cow.
Yes, okay. Now, Cain brought from the fruit of the ground as an offering to Yahweh, and Abel. He also brought from the firstborn of a sheep.
In the translation, I thought the who there was
could be considered an Abel brought it also from referring to the offering or
he brought Abel brought what also?
And then that's him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think that just it's kind of like an Abel he also brought.
Did you repeat that? I mean, just
he also brought an offering. Brought from the first.
He also brought an offering from the first.
Oh yeah, you can almost understand an offering. He's not restating offering, but you can almost understand that. Yeah, I think that's
because otherwise you might get the idea of a dual part one offering.
Mm-hmm.
They both went together to make an offering.
Yeah. No, you can usually do that. The Greek does that too. Oftentimes a word won't be repeated if it's pretty easily understood that that's the context that you're dealing with. Sometimes it's frustrating to do it that way because it leaves you in doubt, but it's quite common. Yeah. Any other questions there? You get a footnote for most of the difficult things.
Could you also say on that food that Abel brought also that from the firstborn of the flock?
Was brought that from the firstborn of the flock? Problem is, what is the that referring to?
I thought it was referring to sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, the trouble is that you don't have a good, clear antecedent for it. If you had a singular form, see, tone is only plural, so it's kind of hard to know.
I was thinking
offering, isn't that the feminine?
Yeah.
So you'd have to have he there. It's referring to that.
Besides, it probably would be osa rather than.
Let's see. Yeah. Yes, because it would be the direct object.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is a subject type position. Mm-hmm. Either it's a demonstrative or it's a subject. And it won't be a really fit to the subject. He also then put for emphasis. In other words, came to something and able he also did. Okay. I think we better check a regular lexicon on it. If you want to take the time to do it, that's fine. Kind of settle it because I always remember the word role A is shepherd. And it may be the role, and my guess is role A is a noun form. It's always used in noun form. And role F is the participle form, which may be used as a noun. But we better check it. Okay, while he's doing that, we'll still get somebody to work here. Who's up next, Doug? Starting with Ayatha.
Wait, where was that second occurrence of the row A there?
Oh, that was back in the previous sentence.
We got row A.
Yeah. Well, he's getting row A from the actual Hebrew text. So if you look at the scripture in the Hebrew text, he found row A. So now we're adding a new complication to the scripture.
Shows them both.
Show them both?
Row A and row F.
Does it sound
part of what you're supposed to do in the masculine? Construction absolute.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just a variant form of the construct, a variant form of the participle. They use both. Okay. Well, no conclusion to be drawn there.
I have a note here to section 41 of that participle.
Oh, that's probably a 3D part of the section.
Section 41.
could be constructed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the trouble. They had concept of both
of them. Yeah.
You have your standard form for your three hay particle.
Yeah.
But then we got a theory form also. Well, didn't get anywhere, but at least we know we're nowhere. I don't want to be too facetious. This happens sometimes in exegesis. You get to a point where it could be one or the other, and you can't tell which one it is, but at least you know what the issue is. At least you know if somebody comes along and dogmatic and says this way, you know that
it
can't be justified. Yeah.
With Hebrew, you have a lot of middle shelves.
Huh? Yeah. Some places you have some real good things you can say, but other places you have to put in a shelf, and a good scholar has to know which is which. Okay? That's part of the job here. All right. Well, I guess they've got a bell. Stop there tomorrow. We'll start with the after the quiz. We'll just give the lesson 22.
We'll see what's going to happen in the second year when we get actual technical.
Oh boy. But we do spend some time, you know, we do spend